This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run, and you're here with Lynn, Roshan and Shaoning. It is 7.36 a.m. right now.
And now let's take a look at debt, because according to a report by Moody's Analytics, total global debt has risen to a record, $24 trillion U.S. dollars last year, pushing global leverage up a staggering 34% to a new high of 366% of GDP. This was especially in emerging markets in Southern Europe, as third and fourth waves of COVID-19 pandemic are swelling, whilst domestic demand is anemic, and jobs as well as incomes have sustained have suffered sustained blows.
Now, though governments led the borrowing spree, Moody's noted in its report that corporate, household and financial sector debt also rose in tandem. Now, so what does this rising global debt mean for global recovery moving forward? What are the implications and things to look out for? For more on this, we're speaking this morning with Steve Cochran, the Chief APAC Economist at Moody's Analytics. Good morning, Steve. Thanks so much for joining us today. So what kind of risks would the rising global debt mean have for global recovery? What are your key concerns here?
Well, the key concern really is that the high debt service burden adds friction to the rate of growth or the ability of the global economy to recover once we get past this, the impacts of the COVID pandemic. There's going to be a lot of shifts in terms of structure of the economy coming out of the pandemic. It's going to require continued spending and, even more important, continued investment by government, investment by companies to continue to maintain the economic recovery and to reshape the recovery. But if with a high level of debt, it makes it a little more difficult to spend and more difficult to invest. And so it just adds some friction to shave some of the pace of economic growth over the long term if the debt service burden is high.
Now, Steve, with inflation creeping in and questions over how long this era of ultra low rates can continue, at what point do we need to sound the alarm for global debt?
Yes, it's hard to say. Debt can stay high for a long time. It has in the past. What is really important to understand is that debt by itself, is not really the issue. It's the vulnerability to unexpected shocks in the economy when the debt service burden is high. If debt is high and then there is some shock to the valuation of assets underlying debt, or simply a demand shock to industries in which debt is high, that could lead to then a very quick adjustment and negative impact on the economy. The ideal scenario, what one would really like to see, is when the level of debt gets very, very high, is not a quick change, but just kind of a slow decline in the debt to GDP ratio, along with that a continued economic growth that helps manage that debt as all. That kind of sweet spot doesn't happen often. It was the case in terms of household debt in the U.S. over the 10 years leading up to the pandemic, when we saw the debt ratio, debt to GDP ratio slow and the economic growth continue rather evenly from year to year. And that's what we'd like to see. But of course, it's this the vulnerability to an economic shock that is the real risk going forward.
If we break down the types of debt, Steve, and look specifically at government borrowings, what are the risks that you see here of high levels of debt?
Yeah, this is one of the more specific risks in the near term that I think is important to be watching for, and that's because the impact of COVID-19 is still ongoing and still uncertain. Of course, we have waves of COVID appearing here in Southeast Asia, and the need to maintain social distancing requirements means that there's still a need for government to provide fiscal support. Provide funds to industries, to individuals, to help them get through this very, very difficult period until the pandemic is behind us. But the high level of debt means that governments may not be able to, or may feel like they're not able to provide that kind of support. There may be some fiscal consolidation, if you will, before we completely get beyond COVID-19. And that could damage the pace of economic growth and damage the ability of the economies to really pull out of this period of sluggish growth right now.
So on that note, Steve, we do see that, despite improved growth prospects for countries like the US and China, there are many countries that are battling third and fourth wave pandemic waves. Which countries or regions maybe are of particular concern with regards to the burdening debt levels and lackluster economic growth?
Yeah, some of the countries that we see with high government debt burdens but sluggish growth include some of the countries in Southern Europe you mentioned at the beginning of this segment, Italy, Greece, Spain, Portugal. The European economy is just now slowly beginning to come out of a second wave recession, if you will. Fourth quarter of last year, first quarter of this year, the European economy contracted. Emerging markets in general, and particularly high interest rate emerging markets, Turkey, Argentina, Brazil, South Africa, I think these countries are at risk as well. These are countries that we often say have little fiscal space. In other words, the government has a difficult time borrowing because their debt burden already is very, very high.
Now, and earlier, Steve, you were talking about kind of some of the sweet spot in how to come back from this situation that we're finding ourselves in, high levels of debt. Ultimately, how challenging will deleveraging actually be?
It'll be challenging, particularly in some countries where the debt level is very, very high. Fortunately, where debt levels are high, particularly household debt and corporate debt, it is in countries where the economy is growing very quickly, or at least should be growing very quickly once we get out of the pandemic. And the hope is that the economy will continue to grow and allow, and again, sort of maintain that sweet spot where the economy can grow and debt slowly come down. One of those is Korea. Household debt in Korea is equal to about 100% of GDP, and it has been rising very, very quickly. In fact, within the Asia Pacific region, only Australia has a higher debt to GDP level for household debt. The other, interestingly enough, is Vietnam, a very rapidly growing economy, very healthy economy, but household debt to GDP ratio has been rising very, very quickly, and corporate debt is rather high as well. Now, again, this is a case where as long as Vietnam continues to grow, it can manage this debt probably fairly well. But if there were some shock to the economy there and the growth rate were slowed or even stopped, then that's when the debt levels in a place like Vietnam would be problematic.
So you've noted that the household and corporate debt there, and primarily the discussion we've been talking about governments really leading the debt charge here, Steve. When we look at all the borrowings here, you noted South Korea having that almost household spending, household debt being almost 100% of GDP there. Based on the data you have, are there any particular concerns when we look at corporate and household debt in the region particularly?
Well, I mentioned Korea, I mentioned Vietnam. Thailand and Malaysia have had fairly high levels of household debt and rising levels of household debt. The good thing about in Thailand and Malaysia, it's not a rapid rise, and often problems occur when the increase is really, really quickly and it becomes difficult to manage. But even in Thailand and Malaysia, household debt is about equal to 80% of GDP, and it's spread across mortgages and other commercial, household forms of household debt as well. And so this is something that I think has to be watched probably, and there have been some macroprudential policies put in place to slow the pace of household debt in these two countries. And my guess is going forward, that will be the case as well.
And when we look at the financial sector, Steve, are there any particular concerns there? Because this is, the sector is instrumental for most economies.
It is instrumental. The financial sector actually hasn't really budged that much in terms of shifts in debt to GDP. It's been a little bit more stable. But we do see, particularly in China, where policymakers are working very, very hard to make sure that the financial sector is healthy and that there's a liberalization in the financial sector and opening up of the financial sector to investors from outside of China. I think that's where we may see, continue to see, a continued active policy in terms of managing the financial sector.
Steve, thanks so much for joining us this morning. That was Steve Corcoran, Chief APAC Economist over at Moody's Analytics, giving us some insight into the into rising global debt and kind of the problems that can arise as a result of that. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.